worked hard on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, new business, thank you. First item on the new business, interim chief planning, a tentative protocol, a tentative game plan will be discussed tonight by both Rebecca and myself. Rebecca?
So, just in anticipation of Chief Martin's retirement, we want to get a head start on recruiting and training an interim chief as part of our long-range planning process. We want to try to get as much overlap as possible between the chief and the new interim chief. And it's a typical process for boards to appoint interim chiefs. So the recommendation would be that we follow the usual procedure and have the board take action. So I noted a couple things. Historically, the agency has opened positions up to agency personnel first, assuming they're suitable candidates. This makes sense, especially for an interim chief, because it would be someone familiar with the island, the agency, its procedures and personnel, and it would take much less time to get them up to speed in a new position, and their position won't be long-term, obviously, because they're interim. And it also makes sense to use the existing chief's job description so that we can have a starting point for what the job should be and a starting point for the potential applicants. And I guess the questions are some other things, but the questions are whether the entire board should interview all candidates or whether we should appoint a committee to interview the candidates and make a recommendation, whether the entire board or committee be tasked with writing the contract and going through those issues and the necessary changes in job descriptions and provisos to allow the person to go back into their former job and all the things that that would entail. And a timeline, and since this is, you know, I would think that we would want to get going pretty quickly. So I guess those are the questions. It would be nice to be able to recommend or interview or whatever in the November meeting so that we could get a start. So I guess that's the question. Those are the questions to the board.
So what did your board do when they looked at their new chief? Did everyone interview the chief?
That was a chief position, but when they interviewed, when they appointed Brad, he was the interim chief, and the board appointed him.
Brad, in your recent interviews with all of your candidates at FIRE,
yes.
Did the whole board interview him, or was there a subcommittee that interviewed him? How did you do it?
There were actually three different panels, and one of them included the board and myself. And then there were several other groups also interviewing the same candidates. What Rebecca was referring to is when two chiefs ago, a chief left on short notice, I was appointed interim while they hired a contractor to do the executive search at that time. This most recent round, we hired an executive search firm 6 months out, and the process that we most recently used was facilitated through them, but the board was one of the three interview panels that day.
The full board?
The full board, yes. It was a special session.
And then, Jerry, you're familiar with some appointments of interim chiefs. So, in your experience, were they full board, committee, both?
It was partial committee to full committee.
Okay.
Board, yeah. So it was done both ways.
So how do we want to do it?
So, you know, when we recruited Jerry in 2015, we had a steering committee made up of Lenore and myself representing the board and the sheriff at the time, outside attorney Peter Gadu, Wayshawn Coons, paramedic, and a few others. But it gobbled up a lot of time. It took us 6-7 months. Again, it was for a permanent chief, which is somewhat of a different scenario typically. So I think in the interest of time, among other things, that to have the interviewing committee made up of the entire board, as was done at Fire 3, is a good idea. And then you get immediate input from all the commissioners at the same time, instead of having to go through an advisory subgroup of the committee and then presenting it, because there's always lost information in that regard. Not everybody is hands-on by definition. So that component I would recommend to be done. I think it should be done in-house, as usual and customary. We have a number of candidates, excellent candidates, who are the agency is privileged to have in current employment. So I think that base will be covered without, you know, doing a national search or even a regional search. And lastly, I think, you know, I'd like to get this settled at night, so, you know, we can get the train out of the station, you know, get this thing moving, because we don't have a lot of time, and we'd like to have as much time with Chief Martin, overlapping the interim chief, because didn't have that in 2015, and it was very, very difficult for the agency and for the PhD to compensate for that, so.
So much overlap time do you see?
Sir?
You said you'd like to have as much overlap time as you could.
Correct.
What number is that? What's a sufficient number?
Minimally a month, and more if you can get it.
2 months would be nice.
What's that?
2 months would be nice. A month.
Yeah, but minimally a month.
Yeah.
You know, and the big hiccup is administrative nuances and all the working relationships you have with, like, and ACH, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on and on and on, Jerry. And then the finances. You know, even the interim chief is going to have to be intimately involved in the finances, even though we have a CPA. He or she is going to have to know what the books are all about. And we're unique and we're complicated. We're doing now transitioning from an accrual to a cash-only basis and this and that. So that transition in and of itself is not going to be easy. And it's, you know, ongoing currently, so. Dr. Mark, your thoughts, sir?
For an interim selection, I would suggest that we have a hybrid board or a hybrid committee comprised of two EMS personnel, one of whom would be the chief, and one of our members, one PhD board member, and let those three people identify candidates and present them to us, and as a board, and we would take a vote as a board considering those candidates.
So identifying those candidates or interview those candidates and then advising the board?
Yeah,
in lieu of the board itself in toto interviewing the candidate?
Yeah, work in-house and receive the recommendations of that committee of three. And
okay.
Then we would vote.
And then what happens next?
We would vote.
Just based on that?
Well,
so
yeah,
they're
going to do the work product. They're going to generate, they're going to do the interviews. They're going to select candidates. Remember, in-house is different from or regional.
That's correct.
Okay. So the candidates are largely known already and known to us as well.
Okay.
And then this board will have a chance to ask questions.
Yes.
Oh, sure, for sure.
Okay.
And why not a regional approach, just posting it?
It's interim. It's an interim position. Local experience counts. There's local talent. So I don't think that we have to go outside of the agency to find a qualified interim chief.
Historically, we have done that for open positions, is open it to the agency first, and if there's a candidate that is suitable, then they choose that candidate. That's happened in the past.
What if a candidate on Shaw lives in the county?
Well, in-house would be within the
agency. I understand that, but and my question is maybe there's another candidate out there. That
oh, no doubt there are. There's a universe of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We're not grappling for the best possible world here. We're just looking for an interim chief, solving the problem as reasonably and simply as possible. We could encumber ourselves with a very complex process and so forth. Getting the chief's voice in the discussion, I think, is important. He knows his people very well. Having an additional EMS member and one of our number participating in that initial review process and selection process and have the final decision made by the board seems to be expedient and sufficient.
So if we went that way, Jerry, could that be accomplished by the next board meeting, November?
Yes.
Okay. Warren, do you have anything to say about this?
I'd post it regionally and see who you get. You can always say, I don't think you're going to work. Maybe there's someone out there that would do it on an interim basis that's very good. and would have qualifications. I think you need to post the job as opposed to just doing it internally. And I have nothing against anybody internally. But
this is an interim chief, so I agree with your
process. It's an interim chief until something happens, whether the CAG comes and says, join, don't join, we vote on that. We don't know how long the interim is, unless we do know how. Does anyone here know how long the interim
is? No.
An interim
so it's an undefined interim chief that if in fact the CAG came back and said, it's going to take 2 years to do this project, to match up budgets, to do cross-training, to work on the culture of the two organizations, to figure out what we're going to do with this building, that's not going to happen in an interim, what I consider an interim time frame. So I think if you're going to get someone, you're going to be around for about 2 years, and I would put someone from the CAG on there, this committee. If you're thinking about doing a merger, I think you need to consider those things up front. You also need to consider if you're going to do a merger, where that chief would be if they went across. I think there's bigger questions. I'm sorry that we're only getting notice 1 month before. My feeling we should have a committee meeting November the 7th before all of our other meetings and sit down and discuss it when we've had some time to think about it. But for this to come up at this meeting, on this agenda, with no prior notification, to figure out how we're going to replace our current chief, who hasn't given any notice yet and hasn't indicated that, unless this is a backdoor way of doing it, I think this needs a bigger discussion than just boom, boom, boom.
Well, again, we could add it to the November 7th.
And have a study session.
A special meeting. Yeah. It gives a little time to think about it. Reflecting what you said there, Warren, having a participant from Fire 3 makes sense in my mind. Matter of fact, in 2015, that's exactly what we had. We had a commissioner from Fire 3 on there. So, but I think we do a lot of thinking between now and the 7th, and hopefully we can come to some consensus then. I think I'm personally pretty close as it is right now. So, what does the board think about that?
So is the November 7th meeting the special meeting?
Yes, correct. Okay. Board okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Annalisa?
Mm-hmm. Introduction.
Mark? Warren?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll do just that. Excellent. And thank you, Rebecca, for your wonderful report product. Next order of business is scheduling the regular meeting, November and December. And notable here is the fourth Wednesday in November is November 28th. Falls in the week of after Thanksgiving. So let's take it one at a time. What do people think of November 28th as the date of the November meeting?
I have it in my calendar.
I think it's already lost, but...
Well,
yeah,
it's on the agenda,
fourth.
So we get to talk about it. Mark?
I'm not opposed to the third or fourth week. Either would be fine, third week or fourth week in November and or December.
Okay.
Well, I have a problem with the third week because that Wednesday is the night before Thanksgiving, and if anyone's going to go visit their kids off island, you're going to have a hell of a time getting off.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Having a hell of a time getting off today, but that's another story.
Yeah. So the 28th is, you know, the fourth Wednesday, it's less encumbered.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, I think, is the highest traveled holiday of the year. In the airline industry, isn't it, pilot?
I'm given to understand that. I don't know for a fact.
Well, okay, that'll be the 28th then. And then I've alluded to the November 7th meeting, special meeting. I think that's, do we have participation here?
Everybody,
Rebecca, how are you doing?
Everybody but me.
Uh-huh. Can you phone in?
No.
No.
I'm camping.
We'll go to a campground that has a phone.
Okay. I'm out in the wild.
Oh. Well.
I'm offline. I can't go. which we kind of all knew because it was the only date that most people could go.
Well, that's why we picked that date.
That's right.
Because we knew you were camping. Okay.
So that's the 7th.
Yes, sir. Special meeting, 3 p.m.
Is there a date we could select that would include Rebecca?
I think they worked hard and heavy on that, Mark, and it just wasn't working out. Is that correct, Nathan?
Well, we could. Well, the constraints were the laws regarding our budget hearing, correct, Pam?
Yeah.
Yeah, that has to be down by the 30th, correct?
Well, yeah, we have to have the budget hearing by November 15th, and you have to give 2 weeks' notice for that budget hearing.
And I can review the budget and turn in any questions I have to Pam and have her.
So I suggest that we stick with the 7th. Is the board okay with that? Great.
There is quite a bit of business that day, though.
We're getting more and more on that day, so everybody, it won't be a short meeting.
There's a proposed agenda in your packets. If you guys want to add something more on it, it's perfectly fine.
We're going to have to modify that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. As of tonight.
Okay. We did put the planning chief one on the regular November meeting instead of the special meeting.
Well,
I think you'll need to
I'd rather do it earlier than later, and I think that you got a lot of good information out there and ideas. Okay, next order of business, resolution 18-497.
Do we settle December?
Oh, December, we have to decide it on a December meeting.
Oh, is December meeting on here?
Yeah, it says November, December. So the regular meeting is scheduled for December 26th, which is the day after Christmas. That's when the regular meeting is scheduled. So if you want to move it to somewhere other than that.
I would prefer it was on the 19th.
Hmm?
I would prefer to move it to the 19th.
On the 19th.
Yeah, historically that's exactly what we've done. We've moved it to the week ahead of Christmas. Because it always lands really close to Christmas. And again, as Warren talked about, people traveling all over and
19th.
So I suggest a third Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Okay. Rebecca, you okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
Warren?
I'll put it on my schedule.
Okay. So a third Wednesday, Pam, 3 o'clock.
Okay. Done.
Very good. So next order of business, new business, resolution 18-497.
Okay, this resolution is proposed by myself. As earlier, I stated that I get a lot of communications in my office, and a lot of them are negative. And I have been getting quite a few communications from EMS personnel, other commissioners, public people, about the last few months, our board meetings, that, you know, we have a code of ethics, we have bylaws. They're really rather long documents, you know, to have to remember every item on it at once. So what I tried to do with the input that I got from people that were calling my office was to bring forward the points from the bylaws and the code of ethics that talked about how we treat each other as board members to staff, board reacting with public. And so that's what this resolution came to. And the big items are in the bylaws was section 10 governing board relationships with staff. And there's five points. We know that we have a board of diverse people and ideas, and we fully expect to talk about different items and have different views about things. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to review everything and look at different items. But what we need to keep in forward in our mind when we are talking about these things is how we are talking about them with each other and between the board and the staff.
and to not make it seem that it's a negative grilling of the person that you're having this conversation with. And also to remember that, yes, the board and myself and Nathan, we communicate all the time during the month about different items and things. But when we get to a board meeting, we are pretty much informing the board members on different items. And so you already have the background knowledge of what we are talking about. But the public out here do not. They don't have that. And so we need to be mindful when we are giving reports and talking to people that they're seeing it for the first time. They're hearing it for the first time. And I've had some confusion with public members saying, I just don't understand what they're talking about. I don't understand why it seems so confrontational. Aren't you supposed to be on the same side or in the same district? So they see it differently than we see it. And so I just wanted to bring these items up to the forefront of when we are talking about things that, we've done our homework and we talk respectfully with each other, and that we respect the views of other people. We're not always going to agree with each other, but we should listen thoughtfully and politely to other people's views and have conversations that talk about everybody's views and make it seem like we're supposed to be collaborative in what we're working on for our district and our public people, and not to make it seem like it's confrontational and that we don't get along or we don't like each other or any of those things. I would like for our board, and myself included, I am charged as superintendent in my job duties to make sure that the district that I'm operating under is running efficiently and hitting on all cylinders. And the last few months, I have not felt that way. I've tried to do other things, ideas to try to get a more collaborative talk amongst the commissioners. And so this was my latest attempt, especially after getting a lot of other people commenting to me after our last board meeting. And I just wanted to bring these traits forward, that we could have a board that was truly collaborative about all issues and respectful when we differ. And there are three new commissioners since February on our board. You know, they got here on a rather untraditional path, and then we have two commissioners that have been on the board for a long time, and so we're still kind of finding our way, I think. And there's a lot of different opinions and views. And what I feel that we need to give you as the board more opportunity to sit down and talk together, because it's y'all all have good ideas. You're very intelligent. I love hearing each one of your opinions about things, but because we're a public board, you can only talk about things, you know, when you're all five together. And that only happens at one regular meeting a month, and then if we call a special meeting. When we call a special meeting, it's usually for some, you know, instance, like the IIMC contract or the budget meeting or whatever. So you're not really coming together and being able to talk at those meetings either. So I pulled a few of my colleagues around the state that also have new boards and new makeups of boards, just to see what they do to have their commissioners be able to meet and talk together more freely and get to, you know, have these differing viewpoints and all, but can talk about them more. And most of them all have working sessions before their meetings. They have come together and said, okay, we're going to have a working session every month before a meeting in the morning. Or some do a working session before the actual meeting. And they make that commitment to where they have that extra time to come together and talk about all these issues that it seems like in the last 3 months that just come up, and there's just no time to talk about them, and then they just get thrown out, and the public don't know what's going on. And so I just would like to challenge all of us to maybe think about figuring out, you know, if we could come together. I know everybody has meetings, and you know, it's another meeting, but the meetings that we have, our agendas are so long, you just can't talk about everything in one meeting. So that's what I reached out to my colleagues to see, and they said it's really made a big difference in their board becoming a one board and being able to know each other and to be able to talk about these issues that they have. They all have. They're just like us. They have all the same issues. We're not different. But it gives them time to really talk about them before they reach out to where they want to go next. So that's what this resolution is about. It just brings together the items that I think are really important for us to remember when we work with each other. And it's all in a more concise place than having to go through your board of your ethics and your bylaws and, you know, but the ones that we can work together with are all, you know, right here, and make a better commitment. I'm willing to make more of a commitment to make myself available more. If you need more information, Nathan and I are certainly can do that. But I just think that we can do better and work better together. And that might be a good way of helping for all of you to get your views and opinions over, you know, in a short period of time, is to have a regular time period to talk about things rather than just the board meeting or just the special meeting. So.
And these work sessions, Pam, how long are they typically?
About an hour. They limit them. You know, some big districts, I mean, the really big districts, you know, they're like an hour and a half, but most of them, they just set 1 hour. And a lot of them also set topics, like if we're talking a lot about, you know, the training and, you know, some, well, then they'll say, okay, we're going to have it on this topic. And so everybody gets all their stuff and they have this discussion on the topic. But, you know, you can do them any way that collectively our board wants to think that it will work better.
Well, I think there are two considerations here. One is the resolution itself,
yes.
And then I'd like to proffer a motion to adopt resolution number 18-497 as written for the reasons stated by Pam. Her reasoning is well-founded. I certainly fielded many, many complaints, and I can share with you that it has had our performance, and I speak for all of us, we're one entity as a board. Has engendered negative feelings among the EMS staff and administration that I think they don't need. Their job is hard enough. Frankly, I think we can do better. This is a step in the right direction to reiterate what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. So that's specific to the motion, and I call for a second if there's one out there.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? call for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Lisa?
Sure, yes, aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. And the second thing that you brought up is a work session, Pam. And I agree. You know, one of the things we're guilty of is that a lot of these topics of discussion kind of pop up the 11th hour. You know, we spend a lot of time as it is, and we run out of gas, at least I do. I just get tired. You know, we're, what, 3.5 hours into this meeting? We're not done yet. And to have a work session where we can cone in on the topic, and I think you brought that up, and that's a great way to handle it, in my opinion, and discuss it. You know, sort of non-binding discussion, and compare notes and kind of get a head start on the whole thing. Would negate that, where, you know, you're not given a chance to really digest it. And so that's where I'm coming from.
And that would be open to the public, because there's more.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, always open to the public.
So I'll make a second motion, and that is, that's what we should do. We should limit it to an hour. We can do it initially on a trial basis. And if it seems to be efficacious, terrific, and keep going on it.
And it would be scheduled immediately preceding a regular meeting?
Yes, preceding the meeting.
Immediately preceding?
Preceding the regular meeting.
So like at 2?
Preceding, that's long.
Or take a...
Because well, do you want to do it the morning of? You mentioned that too, or Nathan did, I think.
I prefer continuous. I prefer to have it just immediately before the meeting.
Okay, fine.
I'll go with whatever anybody wants.
Yeah.
I'll bring you snacks.
Well, you know, we can try it out. If it doesn't work and it just, you know, it doesn't get us anywhere, then we can abandon it. You know, it's basically a prototype, I think. Instead of, you know, showing up here and then 3 hours later having to show up again, that's, people trip on that. I'd rather have it continuous too. So that's my motion, to have a trial period of work sessions, continuous, and immediately prior to a regular meeting, 1 hour duration.
How long is the trial?
Let's try one first and see how it goes.
That's fine.
One.
A trial of one.
Why not? We'll see if it works.
Pardon?
I second your motion.
Thank you, sir. Discussion?
So my feeling is if we got the consent agenda earlier,
okay,
we could probably just discuss that fairly quickly, or even do it online, if questions. We're getting the consent agenda 3 or 4 days before the regular meeting. If you really want to do something with it, you have to plan your life around, well, I'm going to sit down with the consent agenda for 3 hours or 2 hours and review these things. Or if you got it 10 days earlier, you'd find that time earlier, and we could probably move that along. Secondly, outside agency reports, I like them. I think they can be more concise. I would think that 15 or 20 minutes and ask these people to do a 15 or 20 minute, and if we got those reports earlier and we wrote in our questions, they could be informed of the questions. So we can shorten the meetings. Mm-hmm. When I was on the Redmond City Council, we usually did budget and any other hot topic at a pre-meeting. Mm-hmm. And then when we went into the meeting, we'd already had the discussion. People make a couple short points. I think your reports, there's very few questions about your reports. And I read them, actually. But I think they can be shortened. As is the EMS, they can be shortened reports as long as we're getting the information that we need. And there's been several times that we've had those discussions here about, example, run times, rural and local, and all this kind of stuff.
And the next special meeting on the 7th, that is a topic of discussion, is what the commissioners feel they need to be
at least with
in their reports. They can be for mine, too.
Yeah, sure.
I am not in favor of reducing audience participation. In fact, I think
no,
it should be longer. and the extraneous reports, CCC committee, they could be done, written. The problem with CCC committee is they don't get their notes out until just before our meeting.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's not a lot we can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my feeling.
So are you saying so many words, Warren, that you're okay with the work session then?
I'm okay with the work session, but I also yeah. work session to work on shortening these meetings.
Kind of a two-headed approach to it. Yeah, okay, I agree. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Warren, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. And thank you so much. I think it's a great idea. Pam, and for your resolution. And the last order of business is resolution 18-498, entitled Authorized Signatory on Inter-Isle Medical Sales Contract. Hopefully that will occur on November 16th. Is that correct?
They're working towards that. I had an email today about the appraisal being held up, but they're thinking it'll only be a week or so, but... So Chicago Title approached me and said they had looked at our resolution that we did way back in 2013, which I referenced, 13-401, that we did put the medical center up for sale, and the superintendent was responsible to do contracts and things, but it did not specify who signs the closing paper. So they wanted a resolution to specifically designate someone that's going to be signing the closing papers. So I've been doing all the other papers that y'all been doing, so I made the resolution with my name on it, if you so choose, but we can put somebody else's there if you would like.
I move to accept resolution 18-498.
Second. Discussion? In the absence of discussion, call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. It's all yours, Pam. Nobody else
Thank
wanted
you.
The job.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of papers.
End of tonight's.
Weren't we going to discuss ALS, PLS protocols under new business and having
the motion?
We're not
going to
do that then.
We made the motion already.
Oh, we did. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're carrying
the report.
Stop it. Okay.
This meeting is adjourned.
You got to sign things. Let's go.
Sign the papers.
Okay.
Is that set a record?